Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
With Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our wonderful host tonight is going to be Apostle Geraldine Clark. She'll be coming up shortly, but we got some powerful announcements today for you today. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the Lord. You better thank God for your life today, ladies and gentlemen, for life and strength and health and family. Matter of fact, we got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We just can't praise him enough, as you all know out there. Yeah. Yeah. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, straight to the point. There's a wonderful broadcast here where we bring in powerful people to talk about the Word of God. But I want to introduce and thank Apostle Geraldine Clark for being part. She's our new member, if you will, and new speaker, new host for the broadcast tonight. Apostle Geraldine Clark is with us tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Yeah, we'll be talking more about that as well. We want to welcome the apostles tonight on the network. This is a global broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, of Just the Just Shall Live by Faith. This is with Apostle Geraldine Clark, who's part of the Straight to the Point family, if you will. She is with us tonight. We're excited. Hey, her theme and main scripture is Hebrews 10 and 38. She'll be sharing some more with you later on about that as well. Hey, real quickly, for those who are with us for the first time, Apostle can be reached. Apostle Clark can be reached on her Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, under Geraldine Clark 21, under Geraldine Clark 21 on Facebook. And then, of course, on also too, on other social media, which will be coming up shortly as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to definitely welcome Apostle Geraldine Clark to the Straight to the Point tonight. And we also welcome you guys, everybody out there listening live and listening on the phone. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, we have, we don't want to interrupt the word tonight, so we're going to get the announcements out of the way real quickly. And we're going to start with, today we're going to start next with our opening in the lines. We're going to open up the lines a little later on as well. And for those who have a prayer request, as the Apostle leads, we can open up the lines. If you'd like to say a comment, question, or prayer request, we can open those up a little later, okay, as well. So we will open up the lines if you have a prayer request or a praise report or a comment for Apostle tonight. Amen. Amen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about the Author's Ball coming up here soon. Ladies and gentlemen, the Author's Ball is coming up in March 23rd of this year, 2024. And this is we want to feature a couple of businesses tonight. DayYL.com, that's DayYL.com, and also a featured author that's going to be part of the Author's Ball coming up in March. That is our featured author is Dr. Janet Palmer coming up shortly. So I'm going to share that with you a little bit, guys, if you don't mind. We're talking about tonight the Author's Ball coming up in March of this year. It's actually on Saturday, March 23rd, 2024 at 7 p.m. at the Marriott Capitol Hill, Washington, in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. For more information, you can get that information through email at survivorsgm@gmail.com. And, of course, you can also contact Elder Kevin Vaughn here for more information. I'll be glad to share that with Dr. Henderson as we talk about the Author's Ball and Awards Dinner coming up in March 23rd. And also we want to thank and highlight to our first wave of sponsors and business spotlight today as well. So we're going to talk about that very quickly. So we want to share, first of all, let me just go right down the list of businesses that are going to be with us there. DayYL, Royalty and Strength. Oh, I love it. What a wonderful, wonderful business there as well. We got High She Consignment Boutique for Women. Oh, I love it. Also, too, we have Virtual Consulting CO.com, that's Virtual Consulting CO.com, another powerful consulting and virtual business there for you and for all your business needs. We also have Dr. Henderson's books as well. She has 7 books, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, on Zulon Press, and also on Amazon, Apple Books as well, and that'll be available to you on those platforms, ladies and gentlemen. That's Dr. Henderson. She has 7 books out there on the network. Also, too, we have God's Touch Cleaning Service is one of the wonderful business spotlights today concerning the Author's Ball coming up in March. We have the MLT Network. That is the Men Let's Talk Network as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson, for that. Amen. Also, too, Survivor Global Ministry Organization, an organization where we push and continue to stand to help you through your crisis because you need to survive. Amen. That's Survival Global Ministries, Inc., ladies and gentlemen, on the network as well. Then we have Faith Glory Empowerment Center. The Faith Glory Community Empowerment Center is also part of our business spotlight tonight and so much more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the Author's Ball, Saturday, March 23rd, 2024, 7 p.m. at the Marriott Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. For more information, you can send an email at survivorgm@gmail.com. Amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to mention DayYL, one of our hosts tonight, one of our hosts businesses, daywael.com. That's Dayyell. That's DEWAELLE.com. They have accessories on that website, apparel, candles and things, men and beard mustache oil. I love it. That's good stuff there. Scented body sprays, skin and bath care, and supplements that are good for our body, ladies and gentlemen. So you can go to dayyell.com, dayyell.com. That's one of our featured businesses tonight on our business spotlight. And also, too, I want to highlight real quickly Dr. Janet Palmer, DRJPI, expert at navigating emotions, Dr. Janet Palmer International. She's one of the featured authors that's going to be a part of the ball. We're just excited about that. Dr. Janet Palmer, who's CEO and a wonderful, wonderful life coach, coming up as well. She can be reached real quickly, guys, at 914-627-8653. Just the name of some information there. She also has a great, great email address. That's janet@janetpalmer.com, janet@janetpalmer.com. And that's in the great state of New York. So see, that is Eastern Standard Time. Once again, one of our awesome authors who are highlighted today on our Authors Ball and Award Dinner coming up in March, Dr. Janet Palmer. Amen, amen. All right. Hey, we want to get back to Apostle Geraldine Clark, ladies and gentlemen. We are so excited about her being with us tonight as well. And we're going to get ready to go to our next song, and we're going to introduce Dr. Clark, or I should say Dr. Apostle Clark, coming up soon. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point broadcast with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our wonderful host tonight is Dr. Geraldine Clark. She'll be with us, Lord willing. She'll be with us on every second and third Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please add that to your wonderful calendar, ladies and gentlemen. That is coming up as well. We're talking about every second and third Monday here on the network. That is Apostle Geraldine Clark. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to our next song, and we're going to have, hold on there, we're going to have Apostles be coming up real soon. But we have another wonderful song by Charles Jenkins and Kim Burrell that Apostle loves, and we're going to play that right now. So we'll be back with you. Hold on there. Hey, let other people know that we're on the network tonight. Hey, the number to text out or email out is 347-843-4559. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Text it out while the song is playing. Let other people know that Apostle Geraldine Clark is with us tonight on Straight to the Point. God bless you. Hey, hold on. Apostle will be with you right after this next song. God bless you now.
If you've ever needed God to come through for you, and he did, this is a celebration of the grace of God. Let's go. Kim Burrell.
My testimony is real. Yeah. I came this far by faith. Thank you.
is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I want you to know wherever you need God's grace, it's always sufficient, on time, and exactly what you need.
As we get ready for the apostle here, the second here, yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. And that was Charles Jenkins and Tim Burrell on Grace, one of the songs that Apostle Geraldine Clark loves. And we're playing that for her tonight and for you tonight as well. Hey, I want to welcome everybody who's on the line tonight on Straight to the Point with Apostle Geraldine Clark tonight. We just thank God for you tonight. Hey, without further ado, let's get started here because I know Apostle got a word for you tonight. So let's bring the Lord up tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, if you would put your hands together as we get ready to open up the mic for Apostle Geraldine Clark. Y'all put your hands together for the woman of God. Apostle, welcome to the broadcast tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, whether you're listening. I say I'm excited about tonight. Thank God for you, Elder Kevin Bond. Amen. Thank God for you tonight. Amen. Radio listeners, take this time right now to text and email. Amen. Let the people know, amen, to call in or to text in on the radio, the blog radio. Amen. I'm excited. I want to thank God once again tonight for this opportunity. Thank God for Straight to the Point with Dr. Dolores Henderson. Awesome woman of God. Amen. I bless God for her tonight. Amen, with the Straight to the Point broadcast. Hallelujah. But I want you all, under the sound of my voice, to buckle up because there is a word from the Lord tonight. I say there is a word from the Lord tonight, so you need to text. Hallelujah. You need to email and let them know. Amen. The Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast is on. Hallelujah. The Just Shall Live by Faith blog talk radio. We're here tonight, and I'm excited about it. Praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, once again, for those of you that are chimed in. Amen. Wherever you are, whether it's good morning, good day, good evening, I bless God for you participating this night. Hallelujah. On Straight the Blog, amen, Straight to the Point broadcast, along with the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast. This here tonight, amen, is our first night on the radio, block radio. I love the radio broadcast. I've always enjoyed radio, and I'm looking forward to even more. But listen here, I want you all to make it, put it on your calendar, that Apostle Geraldine of the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast will be on every second and third Monday of each month. That's every second and third. So we will be back the 12th. We're here the 12th and the 19th of February. Glory be to God. But I want you all to mark your calendar so that you will be in sync with Apostle Geraldine as she comes, hallelujah, to the radio broadcast. I bless God, amen, for each and every one of you. I thank you. Not robbery for those of you that take your time out to listen to the broadcast. Once again, I want to thank Straight to the Point, Dr. Dolores Henderson, for this opportunity to connect with her. Y'all email and y'all text and let them know, glory be to God, that Apostle Geraldine is on Straight to the Point with the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your presence here tonight. Hallelujah. And God, I give you the glory. I'll give you honor and I give you praise for the moving of your spirit in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking that you will minister to the spirits of your people. And God, I will forever give you the glory. I said we will forever give you the honor and we will forever give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, for his presence here tonight. Amen. One thing you will learn about Apostle Jerry, I'm not alone in the future. But I believe believers hear me. I believe radio listeners, hallelujah, you just got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Glory be to God. I thank and praise God, amen, for my overseer and his absence tonight, amen, a prophet, Brian T. Karn Jr., amen, of a Kingdom City Church in Jacksonville, Florida, amen, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Glory be to God. I bless God for that. Glory be to God. And listen here, radio listeners, y'all, text or email, let them know. Glory be to God. The Just Your Live By Faith broadcast is on. And as I begin to listen to the voice of God, hallelujah, there was a word that came to us in the beginning of this year. And the word of the Lord that came to us, it was the word big. Amen. Somebody say big. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God began to talk to me. Amen. And when I began to hear, amen, the overseer, amen, began to talk about the word big, God began to talk to me. He said, tell the people, amen, that this is going to be a year of big. But in order for them to really understand what the big is, it means to believe in God. Oh, God, I say you got to believe God like never before in this year. Amen. There's a promise. Remember, God said, I'm promising my people, amen, that if they will believe in God, hallelujah, they're going to be big this year. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going, So when I begin to hear him talk, see, sometimes believers, you got to learn how we, I like to do a corporate anointing, amen. I want all of us to believe, amen, that God is doing bigger and better things. Come on. For many of you, God said, I want to enlarge your territory. I want to expand you. Come on. I want to cause you to become major. There's some major things that God wants to do in the life of those of you that will tune in. And those of you that will be sensitive to the voice of God, many of us, he said, you're behind time. But then this year, if you would just believe in me, I said, just believe in God. Get your eyes off circumstances and get your eyes off situations and just believe God at his word. And when we begin to believe God at his word, we'll begin to see the manifestation of the word of the Lord come alive in us. But we must believe. Without faith, amen, it's impossible to believe God. This is why the word of the Lord tell us, amen, Romans 1:17. He said, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Amen. If you're going to live by faith, you must believe God at his word. Come on. Amen. When you begin to walk by faith, when you begin to trust God, hallelujah, you got to walk on water. You got to get your eyes off your circumstances. You got to get your eyes off your situation. You got to get your eyes off the naysayers. And you got to focus on what the Lord is saying concerning your situation and what the Lord is saying against your in your circumstances in this year. Hallelujah. This is the year. He said many will get great results. I'm saying the word of the Lord. I'm prophesying. I'm speaking unto the life of those of you that will have an ear to hear. This will be a year of great results. This is a year for the remnant. Oh, Lord, I just lost a lot of people being told. Hallelujah, because God began to tell me, he said, Geraldine, I'm going to take little, and I'm going to make much out of it. I'm going to take a little. I'm going to take them two fish, and I'm going to take that 5 loaves of bread, and I want to work it to 1,000 because I'm enlarging my kingdom. But I begin to hear the Lord as he began to tell me I want to enlarge the kingdom. He said, you must get a kingdom mindset. Many times, God is trying to move upon us and for us, but we're so confined. We're so consumed to tradition. And because we're consumed to tradition, we're missing the move of God. God said, I want to enlarge you. I want to expand you, and I want to increase you. I don't care what goes on in your life this year. I want you to remember that this is your year of being. Come on. Amen. And you know that your big is to believe in God. I've been telling the people, I say, listen here, this is the year that we're going to either go big or we're going home. Come on. You got to make up in your mind, I'm going big. Come on. I'm going beyond what the world system has tried to lock me into and confine me into. I'm going big. You hear me? Because I believe. Come on. I believe in the word of the Lord. I believe I can do all things. Come on. Through Christ that strengthens me. You got to believe that you can do all things through Christ, hallelujah, that will strengthen you. Somebody say, do it God's way. If you want to do it, if you want to be strengthened in God, if you want to be increased in God, you've got to do it God's way. He said, many of you, I want to enlarge you. I want to expand you, but you got to do it God's way. Only what we do for Christ will last. And if we don't do it the way God would have us to do, it will not last. Glory be to God. You got to believe, huh? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The Philippians, amen, that's Philippians 4 and 13, amen. It say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, it says, now Paul is saying you can do anything God assigns you to do. Catch that. Hallelujah. We want to do things, but we got to do things the way God have assigned us to do things. See, we're trying to do things like the world system, but in order to be effective, in order to become large, in order to become big, in order to become great in quantity, we got to do it the way God have called us to do it. Huh? A lot of times we're trying to do it like somebody else trying to, like someone else, but the Lord said, you got to do it like I say do it. He said, Paul is saying to you, you can do all things, anything God assigned you to do, for with the assignment comes the ability in the name of Jesus. You've got to have, amen, God gives all of us an ability to get things done. So therefore, many of us, amen, we must do it the way God have told us to do it. And if we do it the way God has told us to do it, we'll get the return that God has promised us. Hallelujah. That's why he said in his word, I give every man a measure of faith. Hear me. He said, faith moves God. When you can believe God at his word, somebody say, teach apostle, when you can believe God at his word and begin to walk on the word of the Lord, you'll be see the hand of God, amen, increase you, amen, according to that God have assigned for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got to learn, amen, that God wants to do, hallelujah, glory be to God, in us, hallelujah. God wants to do that which will cause us, hallelujah, to enlarge itself. He said God wants you looking to him for answers, not others. If you want to do what God requires of you to do, we have to look to God for answers and not others. Many times, amen, we're trying to get answers from everybody else, huh? I say, but God say when you, when he called you to do things, hallelujah, when he began to strengthen you, you got to know that it is the Lord that is strengthening you. And when the Lord strengthens you, amen, he will enlarge you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That doesn't mean, amen. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't learn from others. Glory be to God. It just means that the plan that will lead you to success must come from God. The plan that leads you to success must come from God. He said, it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Huh? And when we allow the spirit of the Lord to take us into a place, we'll begin to go big. Come on. We'll begin to enlarge ourselves. He will enlarge each and every one of you. That's why he said, I give every man a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Don't try to, amen, be someone else. Just let God enlarge you. Hallelujah. It must come from God and God alone. Hallelujah. He has a unique plan for you. He said, let the people know I have a unique plan for them. Follow the plan that God has given you. Follow the plan. Amen. Many of us entrepreneurs, many of us business men and women of God, we got to follow the plan that God has given us. And if we will follow the plan, the Lord said, this is the year that you're going to see great results. This is the year, hallelujah, that you're going to become big because you believe in God. When we believe in God, we begin to act on his word. This is why he said, the just shall live by faith. Amen. And faith without works is what? Dead. You've got to begin to walk out the word of the Lord. You've got to begin to walk out that which God have deposited in you. You've got to begin to walk out and shout works. Hallelujah. It's dead. My God, but the Lord say, amen, I want you to do it my way this year. And if you would change your ways, he says, that's right. He's talking to us, amen. If we would change our ways, many times things don't go the way we want it to go because we have not done it God's way. We have done it our way. And anytime we do things our way, the results does not come like it would if we were to do it God's way. Somebody say, do it God's way. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your presence here today. It says, John said, a man, hallelujah, glory be to God, a man must be content to receive the gift which is given to him from heaven. See, God wants to give us gifts from heaven. See, when we have the gifts from heaven, when God gives us something, can nobody take away what God has given you? I say it's very important, believers, that we allow God to begin to make a way for us. Hallelujah, because a lot of times we try to help God, amen, but except God do it, we can't do nothing. Hallelujah, we must wait on the Lord. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, I will renew thine strength. Come on. He said, I want to give you strength. I want you to wait on me. I don't want you to go ahead of me because many of us, amen, many men and women of God, we have went ahead of God. And because we went ahead of God, we didn't get the results that we was, that was needed because we ran ahead of God. We got to learn now how to wait on God. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I said, when Christ strengthens you, that means when Christ makes the way for you, that means when Christ opened the door for you. Come on. I said, you can do all things then. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we must depend on Christ. We must wait on God. Hallelujah. We must wait on God. It reminds us, let's go back to the book of John. John, the third chapter. Let's go there right quick. Hallelujah. My God, I'm excited about the word of the Lord, which is alive. The word of the Lord, believers, is alive. I thank God, amen, for his word being alive, henceforth, now, and forevermore. My God, that's John 3 and 30, John 3 and 27, that's it. Hallelujah. He said, let's start at the 25th chapter, 25th verse. Then there arose a question between John, between some of John's disciples and the Jews at the purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptized, and all men come to him. Are you with me? All right. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. So now John was letting them know, amen, that unless God gives you the power, and God gives you the strength, except God make a way for you, except God open the door, amen, you will not be able to do nothing. Thank God for John, because it seemed as though John, amen, didn't allow the natural man to get in the way, because, see, John was there, then Jesus come. Now Jesus, amen, the people are now going to Jesus. You got to know who you are in the kingdom of God. I thank God for John because he's showing me here that John knew who he was. So therefore, even though the people went to Jesus, amen, that was between them and Jesus. You got to know your assignment, believers, amen, and not be intimidated by other men's assignment. How to keep your eyes on what God is calling you to do. Glory be to God. John was waiting on the Lord. John was allowed only what God gave him. That's why he said, a man can receive nothing, hear me, except it be given from the heavens. Amen. We're in a place in our life that we don't want nothing unless it is of God. Come on. We're not to be jealous of our brothers and sisters. Come on. Hallelujah. You can do all things, amen, when you are not jealous, amen. When God begins to strengthen you, amen, it requires us, hallelujah, Jesus, to keep our eyes on God and not be led by our feelings. Now, John, it says, so some of John's baptized disciples were getting concerned that Jesus was baptizing too. Now, they seen, amen, John was baptizing. Now Jesus is baptizing too. Come on. Huh? But I want somebody to know what God has for you, it is for you. Come on. We don't have to be worried about what God has for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And he said concerning Jesus was baptizing too. And the crowd were leaving John and flocking to Jesus. The crowd left John and went to flocking to Jesus. But remember, John told the people, amen, that there's coming someone after me. Come on, believers. Amen. And he is mightier than I. Glory be to God. So therefore, if God going to enlarge you, that means God going to increase you. I say, God say, I'm bringing up, hallelujah, upcoming men, upcoming women of God, amen, and in the work that we do, he said they would do greater work. That's what Jesus said. He said the work that I do, you would do greater work. And when we understand this system, we won't get mad when our brothers and our sisters begin to advance. Somebody say, you're teaching good apostles, amen, because we are trying, amen, instead of, amen, letting God do what he needs to do in them and you doing what you supposed to do, we begin having a tendency of getting jealous of each other. Oh, I'm teaching good. I'm teaching better than y'all saying amen here tonight. Hallelujah. Because I believe, amen, that God, hallelujah, is wanting to advance some of you. God is wanting to elevate some of you. This is your year. I want you to know that God said, I don't want you to let none of these things get in the midst. I don't want you to get jealous because your brother. I don't want you to get jealous because of your sister. Hallelujah. But John, hallelujah, was secure in who he was. Huh? Hallelujah. He was secure in his identity. John understood the assignment that was before him. And because he understood the assignment that was before him, he knew, amen, that if God didn't have him there, that means for them not to be there. That means if God, amen, don't make a way, that means the way is not to be made. Hallelujah. A lot of times we go beyond, amen, the voice of God, and we try to do things on our own. Hallelujah. But, amen, when we do things on our own, hallelujah, glory be to God, it's not as solid as it is when we do things by the will of God and the hand of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for your presence here tonight, and I thank you for ministering to the spirits of your people. John had been secure in his own identity and calling. If we're going to be effective in this season, if you're going to be effective in this time, if you're going to be able to do that which God has called you to do, you have to be, amen, confident, amen, stand sure of your own identity and that which God is calling you to do, and not try to look over in somebody else's field and try to, amen, go in day 50. Some of us, amen, we're trying to do this, that, and the other. We will never be effective. The Lord began to deal with me. He said, Apostle, now I need you to get bullseyes. I know you're gifted in certain areas. Come on. Many of us, we have different talents, amen. But what have you mastered? Hallelujah. I say, God said, what have you mastered? I want you to master faith. Come on. I want you to keep faith. Come on. I want you to sleep faith. Come on. I want you to talk faith. Come on. I want you to walk by faith. Whatever your assignment is, that's what you got to master. Amen. And he gives every man a measure of faith. Come on. He gives every man several ability. John began to stay focused on God, amen, and did it God's way. Come on. He didn't care because Jesus had more than him. Sometimes we as brothers and sisters, we get jealous because one, amen, is increasing more than the others. And then we set naught against each other. We begin to allow our negative words. Somebody say, teach apostle. Our negative words, these are word curses that hinders the will of God in the life of people. Anytime that we become negative, come on somebody, hallelujah, there's a blockage right there. Many of you would have been further in the kingdom of God, amen, if we did not allow the words, the negative words, hallelujah, glory be to God, the negative things that was spoken against us. But you see what John did? John did not pay them no attention. Mm-hmm. Because he said in the word of the Lord, he said, I can receive nothing. Hear me. He said, I can receive nothing except it be given to him by God. Amen. That means if God don't do it, it won't get done. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. So it don't matter what your brothers are doing, what they are doing. What is God calling you to do? What is God calling you to do? Amen. If we will stay focused on what God is calling us to do, we will see that this is the year, amen, that the Lord is going to increase you all. Hallelujah. He's going to increase us. He said, I want to take, when you increase, it enlarges you. Come on. It's expanded you. So now what happened, Jesus expanded into a larger place. Come on. The crowd began to follow him. Come on. I say, God said, if you will stay focus on the assignment that I'm giving you this year, hallelujah, the crowd, amen, the people will follow you, amen, I will increase you, that which I've called you to do, hallelujah, it will increase, hallelujah, amen, this is why it's important that we make deposits, hallelujah, glory be to God, so often we're trying to make withdrawals and have not made deposits, but if you want to withdraw, you got to make a deposit, hallelujah, that means you got to plant yourself, many of us, God said, I want you to plant yourself, and when you plant yourself, amen, the roots go deep, woo, glory, hallelujah. And when the roots go deep, amen, it enlarges itself. Come on, somebody. The deeper the root, the root, hallelujah, the stronger the tree becomes. Hallelujah. We got to go deep. The Lord said, I want you to go deep in me, deep in my word. Come on. I want you to go deep in your faith. Hallelujah. That you will trust me even when you can't trace me. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You got to know in Christ you can do all things. Hallelujah. When God makes a deposit in you, he's letting you know that you can do it. If it's in his word, believe it, it is his will. I say if it's in his word, it's in his will. You just have to believe God at his word. Hallelujah. I said, you got to believe God. Somebody said, I'm going big this year, and I'm going to believe in God. Hallelujah. I'm going to allow God, hallelujah, amen, to enlarge himself in me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep God confined. Hallelujah. I want, amen, the earth to know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. And God say, amen, if you will allow him to strengthen you, if you will allow him to enlarge yourself in you, you're going to see the big this year. Somebody say, I believe in God. Hallelujah. Believing in God, amen, you become huge. Come on. Hallelujah. The crowd begin to increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John began to plant the seed. John began to baptize. Come on. Jesus came on and he did, amen, what John was doing. Come on. That's why the works that I do, you shall do greater works. Come on. Jesus came on the scene now. Now John was baptizing, but Jesus got greater work done. Lord, I thank you for your presence here. I thank you for your presence. I thank you that we as men and women of God, we will recognize your hand. We will see your will. We will not get upset. This is why it's important now we as leaders, we as apostolic, prophetic, great men and women of God, as leaders, amen, we are the seed that we have planted in our sons, the seed that we have planted in our daughter. I say, God say, amen, the work that you do, they shall do greater work. Any apostolic leader, any men and women of God that have made a plant, amen, in the men and women of God, you shall see a greater increase and a return for them. Jesus did a greater work. John, amen, started, amen, but Jesus began to multiply even the more. We ain't doing nothing until we multiply. We're not doing nothing as leaders unless we're planting and causing that seed. need to grow. You know, in the days of old, Lord, I feel a teaching anointing here. In the days of old, amen, the men and the women of God of old, amen, they died, amen, with all these talents and gifts in them because they was not really willing and open to reproduce after their own time. We're living in a time now, believers, that God wants us to reproduce. Come on, somebody. After our own kind, that these men, women, boys, and girls will expand the kingdom of God. If not, the world system is going to take over. Hallelujah, Jesus, because we're not willing to expand the kingdom. We die with all the gifts and the talents in us. We die with all the wealth in us, still expanding it. Amen. And letting it go forward. Come on, somebody. Oh, God, I thank you for your presence here. Amen. But the only way you can do that is know your identity. Hiya. My God, some guidance. You got to know your identity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your calling. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank God for his presence here this night. Hallelujah. I thank God for those of you that respond. It's a John, if John had not been, this is not the season nor the time. I see how people, amen, that have mega, but they're not willing to let go. Come on. Hallelujah. They're not willing to enlarge themselves. Anything that don't, amen, don't, a release, it dies. Come on. It deteriorates. Glory be to God. God wants us in this season to be fruitful and multiply. Those of you under the sign of my voice and that will hear the voice of God, you will know that this is your year to be fruitful and multiply. This is your year to obey God. This is your year, amen, to expand. This is your year, hallelujah, to become gigantic, gigantic. Come on. Come on. Enlarge your thinking. Get outside of the box. Come on, amen, the tradition of old, hallelujah, glory be to God, amen, if it's not working, sometimes you need to make a change, glory be to God. I've learned this through my trials and my tribulation, where God guides, he will provide. Woo, Lord, I thank you. When we get to a place, hallelujah, amen, that the provision is not made, amen, the way is not made, hallelujah, you might be walking in your own steps. Come on. I say, but a good man's step is ordered by the Lord. I feel the glory here. Come on. I mean, I feel the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. John had not been secure in his own identity and calling. This is why we're living in a time now that you may know your calling. Make your calling and your election sure. See, when you have sure of your calling, you can do all things. Come on. When you're sure of your calling, you can do the assignment that God has given you because you know it's the Lord. It's an easy flow. I tell the people of God, you know, you want to know who you are by what are you doing? What are you doing? Where are you functioning? Hallelujah. That tells you a lot of your calling and where God is calling you to. Glory be to God. That's your assignment that God has for you. Glory be to God. But John was secure in his own identity and calling. He may have become fearful or jealous and competitive because sometimes you ever notice, amen, people, amen, they'll come and duplicate you, amen, instead of, amen, allowing God, amen, to bless them rather than them submit unto God, hear me. They want to be superior. Amen. I tell the people of God, your weight is not in your flesh. Amen. You get weight in the kingdom through the spiritual things. Come on, somebody. That's when you obey God in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. When you obey God, God himself gives you access in the kingdom. Glory be to God. And the Lord said, those of you that will be faithful, this will be a year of great results for you. This will be a year of great increase. This will be a year that God will enlarge his territory. He wants to enlarge your territory. He wants to cause you to expand mentally. He wants to cause you to expand emotionally. He don't want you to be led by your emotions. He wants us to be led by the Spirit. John was led by the Spirit because he stood in his place. Hallelujah. Even when Jesus was, when the crowd was going to Jesus, hallelujah, he stood in his place. Come on, somebody. But we, when we see our brothers and our sisters begin to advance, we want to exert ourselves, and now we want to throw rocks against them. Lord, I'm teaching now. Oh, my God, I can only teach that which I've learned. I'm only teaching that which I've seen in the kingdom of God. But the Lord said, Gerald, that's in the church system. He said, I want you to teach the people now how to go to the mountains. Good God Almighty. I said, what are you saying now, God? He said, I'm calling my people unto the mountain. I'm calling them beyond the four walls. I'm calling them into a deeper place in me. I'm calling them into the marketplace. Come on. I'm calling them into the governmental system. I'm calling you all to a place of influence. Those of you under the sign of my voice, God said, this is the year that many of you will go into the mountains of influence. I say your anointing is increasing because of your obedience to the voice of God. John 8, man, was increased because he understood the things of the kingdom. Lord, I thank you. And because, amen, when you understand the things of the kingdom, doors are opening for you. Even as I speak now, I see a major door opening for this woman. Amen. There's an entrepreneur anointing on your life, but the Lord said, I want to take you a little higher. I want to bring you to the king's palace. I want to bring you now to the governmental arena. I want to bring you to the political arena. You know, the saints of God, amen, they got, oh, no, God. Now, I say, God say, you've got to get a kingdom mindset. When you get a kingdom mindset, God said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I want to take you into a place that you can stand in a high place in the kingdom of God, that we may rule. All right, Father, come on. I hear you say, so that we can take over the world. Come on. God wants to give us strength to believe us. Amen. The power to take over the world. But we allow fear, doubt, and unbelief to get in the way. Somebody say, this is my year of big. Somebody say, this is my year of big. I believe in God. Huh? I believe in God. Believe in the Lord thy God. So shall you be established. Oh, I feel the glory here. He said, believe the prophet, and so shall ye prosper. God wants to prosper you. I know it seems as though it's been a long time coming, but I promise you, if you will just obey God in this year and believe God, come on. I say, this is a year that you're going to see great results. Come on. I say, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. God said, I want you to know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That's if you do it God's way. John did it God's way. John prepared the way. I said, John was a forerunner. Come on. He said, I need some forerunners, Geraldine. I need some trailblazers. Come on. I need someone that will go out in art and entertainment. Come on. I need somebody that will go into the media. These are the mountains. Come on. I need somebody that will go in the religious system. Come on. I need somebody that will deal with the families. Come on, believers. I'm calling for the entrepreneurs. I feel the glory of the Lord here. Where are the real entrepreneurs? Where are the real men and women of God, the men and women of God of influence? Where are the men and women of God in the mountains? Come on. The Lord said, I have need of you. I'm calling you as the trailblazers. I'm calling you, hallelujah, to be able to pave the way for my sons and my daughters. Hallelujah, for the glory of God. My God from Zion. Believers, I thank God for his presence here. Listen here. Amen. My time is about coming gone already. Hallelujah. But you got to know, amen, that this is not your season or your time to be competitive. Come on. I said, this is not to be competitive. You got to have a true, you got to know your identity. Amen. What is it that God is calling you to do in this season and this time and master it? I said, the enemy got to spread abroad here, there, everywhere and have not mastered nothing. Come on, somebody. But the Lord said, I want to bring you into a place of mastery this year. Come on. Glory! Hallelujah. And if you'll let God master you, amen, you're going to see great influence. Come on. I say, God said, I'm going to bring you to a large place. Come on. I'm going to bring you to a place, hallelujah, and take you to that land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. I want you to know, amen, that you're walking in a season and a time in your life that God is going to give great results. God is going to expand your territory. Come on. Hallelujah. God is going to make a way out of no way for you. Hallelujah. And all you need to know that you are in God. Huh? When you are in God, he said, I will increase you. When we allow God to increase us, believers, that's why he says, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. John was walking in the spirit of God. Come on. The people was looking at the flesh. Come on. Amen. So because, amen, they was looking in the natural, amen, they couldn't see what John was doing, but John knew, amen. man. All I got to do is obey God. Come on. And I can't do nothing without God. Come on. You can run all over all these different places. Hallelujah. But if God ain't in it, hallelujah, you just are running, just running. Hallelujah. But we want to be affected this year. We want to see the hand of God move upon us this year for the glory of God to be upon us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to be secure in our own identity and our calling. Mm-hmm. That we will not become fearful when time comes. Hallelujah. We know we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Hallelujah. But we will not be jealous. Mm-hmm. You say, but not John. No, he manifests a different attitude. Know who they are, they have a different attitude. When people don't know who they are, amen, when they can't do all things, see, when they're not allowing God to strengthen them, but they're taking their natural way. You know, like some people that got money, they want to throw their weight around with their money, but it's not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And he said, those of you that will stay faithful, amen, to the kingdom of God and to the spirit of God, I'm going to call you to rise above the powers of the works of the flesh. I'm on faith. I feel the favor of God falling on somebody. I say the favor of God is falling on somebody right now. I say the way is being made for you right now. There's a major door opening for you right now. There's a door that was closed. But the Lord said, I'm going to prove my power, my hand upon your life. Hallelujah. I'm going to reveal my hand upon you. This is going to be the year of manifestation upon your life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that John made a difference. Hallelujah. You got to have a different attitude. Huh? You can't get easily offended. Come on. If you want to do all things through Christ, we got to understand it is God that gives us the power to get well. When we understand that God is the only one, amen, that gives us power to get well, hallelujah, it's not by your power. Because some people have gifts, hear me, believers, some people have talents, and they use their gift and their talents to get to a place, but God said, I'm going to allow my Holy Ghost to get to this place this year. Come on, I'm going to allow those of you that have been faithful to my call, I'm talking about to the call of God. I said, you got to get the call of God, and when you get the call of God, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That John knew that. He said, I can do only. Oh, my God, I love him, because he recognized his gifting. He recognized, amen, that means if God don't do it, I'm not concerned about what they are doing. Come on. If your brother and your sister, hallelujah, is doing something, let them do what God called them to do. You just do what God tells you to do. He said, I can only do what I have divinely authorized. I say, you got to be authorized, believers. Come on. I say, God said, I want to authorize many of you this year. Hallelujah. I want to give you the power to get well. Come on. I'm going to authorize you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm authorizing you to expand. Huh? I'm authorizing you to let you know you can do all things through Christ. Come on. Just keep your eyes on me. Lord, I thank you for divine authorization to authorize them and empower them to do. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm learning, believers. Hallelujah. Amen. In my closing, glory be to God, that we must be content with the gift and the calling that God has given us. Be content in the gift and the calling that God has given you, and know that this is the year that you will go big. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody say, believe in God. I want to thank you for those of you that chimed in, those of you that tune in to the radio broadcast tonight, amen. Don't forget, amen, you are on Suggestion Live by Faith broadcast, hallelujah. You're on every second and third Monday of each month. Apostle Gilding will be here on Straight to the Point broadcast. Dr. DeLois Henderson, amen. The Gesture Live by Faith broadcast. Hallelujah. And I believe that if you will stay here, amen, God has more for you to make a deposit in you. Hallelujah. We're going to, if you want to connect with me even more, you can contact me via Facebook, Geraldine Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E. Amen. If this has been a blessing to you, amen. That's what I've been seeking God for. I seek God, the men and women of God that understand kingdom. See, when you understand kingdom, people automatically make deposits. And there's a word, amen. This is a right now word. This is not something, amen, years ago. This is a right now word. God said, I'm bringing you to the mountain, the people of influence, Geraldine, that will understand how to make deposits in the kingdom, that will understand the things of the kingdom and make deposits. And those of you, amen, if this has been a blessing to you, I want you to cash out Geraldine 21. That's cash out Geraldine Clark 21 without the E. Hallelujah. But I also want you to contact me via Facebook. I'm on Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday at 5 p.m. Glory be to God. I bless God for all of you that chimed in today at the Blog Talk Radio. I bless God for y'all presence. Hallelujah. Thank God once again. Amen. Dr. DeLore Timmerson, straight to the point. Hallelujah. God bless. And remember that the just shall live by faith.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, thank you so much. Y'all praise the Lord for the apostle tonight. Yeah. Wow. What a wonderful word tonight, Apostle. Thank you so much for that powerful word. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the voice of Apostle Geraldine Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast on the Straight to the Point Network. We thank God for her tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for this woman of God tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I hope y'all were taking some notes out there, ladies and gentlemen. To note the year of the big, that is believe in God, ladies and gentlemen, believe in God and do it God's way, folks. There is no other way. Please understand that. There is no other way but God's way to do things. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. An apostle shared tonight about know your assignment from God, ladies and gentlemen. Get in your prayer closet, whatever it takes. Find your assignment and get to it and master what God has given you. Thank you so much, Apostle, for sharing that with us tonight. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Mission Network is here on second and third Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please put that on your calendar. But most of all, share this out with everybody you know. Everybody, let everybody you know that Apostle is going to be on the second and third Mondays, okay? Come on now. Let everybody know. Most of us are on social media, and we need to put this out more than anything else. We got all that other stuff out there. I'm just going to say that with all that other stuff, but the Word of God overrides everything. So let's share this out and let people know on social media that Apostle Geraldine Clark will be with us on Straight to the Point. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with this real quickly. Hey, to remember to always, always outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other. Let's get the Lord a hand cup of praise as we give you a song out here in a minute here. But thank God for you tonight. Yeah. Amen. Hey, don't forget to drop a note there to Apostle tonight on her Facebook page, guys. That's Geraldine Clark 21 on Facebook. Drop a note and let her know how you enjoyed and thank God for her tonight on the word. Thank you so much, Apostle. Hey, we're going to leave you with this song. This is Charles Jenkins Fellowship with Fellowship Choir of Chicago. This means war, folks. This is a spiritual war, and we got to get to it. But guess what? We do win. We never lose in Jesus, man. We never lose. and gentlemen all across the globe. This has been Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. On tonight's host was Apostle Geraldine Clark on the broadcast tonight, The Just Shall Live by Faith. We thank God for you. We thank God for Apostle tonight. We thank God for Prophetess tonight. And we thank God for Jesus Christ, the only one that saved us. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We want you guys to have a great rest of the evening and have a powerful and productive week. God bless you on behalf of the network. God bless you now.